Amnesty International has said Canada is not doing enough to address human rights violations in the country. The rights group has said Ottawa is falling short of protecting the rights of Aboriginal people, refugees, and migrants. It's called on Canada to acknowledge such violations and to take necessary measures to stop them. International condemnation against Israel's plan to build a new settler units in occupied Palestinian territories is growing. The United Nations and all permanent members of the Security Council, except for the U.S., have slammed Israel. Tel Aviv has given the green light to the construction of over 2,500 new settler units in Jerusalem, Al-Quds. Yemeni President Abdurrabu Mansour Hadi has announced the restructuring of the Army and Defense Ministry. He's ordered the elite Republican Guard to be disbanded and has also dismissed the commander of the Central Security Forces. The move seems to be aimed at removing allies of the deposed ruler Ali Abdullah Saleh from key military posts. Escalating violence is forcing Palestinians to flee the Yarmouk refugee camp in the Syrian capital Damascus. The UN has said as many as 100,000 Palestinians who are facing a humanitarian crisis have fled. The violence flared after armed men affiliated to the Al-Nusra Front executed a number of Palestinian civilians in the camp. A cold snap in Ukraine has claimed another 24 lives, pushing the death toll of people killed this month to 61. Temperatures have dropped to minus 23 degrees Celsius across Ukraine. 43 people died in the streets, 9 were found dead at home, and 9 died in hospitals. Tensions are running high between Moscow and Washington. Russian lawmakers have passed a bill banning Americans from adopting Russian orphans. The measure came in retaliation to the Magnitsky Act legislation, which targets Russian officials who Washington has implicated in the death of the Russian lawyer Sergei Magnitsky. U.S. President Barack Obama has been surprised as to why Congress has failed to approve his plan on a budget deal. Obama said lawmakers need to put aside partisan bitterness over talks to avert the year-end fiscal cliff. The fiscal deal is needed to avert impending tax hikes and automatic spending cuts. Former Turkish minister has said there are some 10,000 Taliban militants based in Turkey. The minister said the militants are stationed in a refugee camp in the Hatay province. He says they use the base to infiltrate into Syria and carry out deadly attacks on Syrian government targets.